Cause for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
We're speaking with Dr. Jillian Sarno-Tita, president of the North Carolina Association of Naturopathic Physicians, creator of the online Fix Your Digestion Gut Restoration Program, and author of Natural Solutions for Digestive Health. Here to share ingredient swaps for better digestion. Welcome back, Dr. Tita. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Doc, I love healthy swaps because no one likes the takeaway. You know, you can't have this.
Yeah.
I like when you have a list of ingredients you can swap, and you have these for improving digestion. Share a few of them with us.
So the first one that I want to share, because of the season that we're in, you know, we're in summer,
right.
And I don't know about you, but we have zucchini just coming out of our ears. I mean, we are just up to our elbows in zucchini. It is exploding everywhere. So my first swap would be, instead of your processed pasta products, you know, your whole wheat pasta or even your gluten-free pastas, I would invite your listeners to begin experimenting with zucchini noodles or zucchini pasta. You really don't need any fancy equipment to make noodles.
Right.
Of course, you could get a spiralizer or a mandolin or something like this, but all you really need is the humble vegetable peeler. And, you know, hold
so
on
these,
the
And these noodles taste like the consistency of noodles? You can have them as a pasta dish?
Yeah, I mean, they're really delicious. You can keep them raw, or you can lightly saute them with, like, a dab of olive oil and some garlic and some salt and pepper. And then you can, you know, serve them with marinara sauce or as a side.
Nice.
Or you can just keep it going and, you know, saute them up with a little bit of salt and pepper and garlic. I mean, they're phenomenal, and they are a good, they're a lower, so I know that a lot of people will go for spaghetti squash. They're actually like a lower starch option for people who watch their carbohydrate intake. So zucchini noodles is number one, and then number two, I would suggest that people really have a look at their breakfast, because breakfast is that most important time of day, right, in terms of our blood sugar control and setting us up for cravings later and having good body composition and all of these types of things. So instead of having the whole grain cereal with, you know, skim milk and orange juice or a bagel and cream cheese, to transition to a more protein dense breakfast, whether that, you know, having leftovers from the night before or having a couple, you know, pasture-raised eggs scrambled up with some spinach and a side of blueberries or some grapefruit, that would be the second lateral shift that I would have your listeners think about. And then yet another one, and I'm sure that your listeners are really savvy and keep their fingers on the pulse of, you know, the health and fitness world, may notice that, how do I say it, like grain-free or flour-free baking is becoming, you know, sort of like the cat's meow. And so experimenting with hazelnut flours and almond flours and coconut flours and different types of flours in their baking enables us to still have all those delicious treats that we love, but that are probably kinder for our digestion, for our blood sugar balance, and for our body composition.
Right. Is there a sweetener that you recommend? I know that the sugar seems to be Satan lately. Is there something that you prefer to swap instead of sugar?
Yeah, there's a couple. So I tend to not recommend things like, you know, sucralose and Splenda and all of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few that I would have people experiment with. The first in baking, well, there's two. One would be coconut nectar, which is a liquid.
Right.
And then we also have coconut sugar, which is lower on the glycemic index and also has a little bit of minerals in there. Now, there are some sustainability issues with that, so I give this recommendation sort of with a little bit of temperance. And then the other product that I really like is called Truvia, and what this is it's debitterized stevia with erythritol, which is a sugar alcohol, which is naturally made in and recognized by the body. So Truvia, coconut sugar, and coconut nectar are my favorite sugar alternatives right now.
That's great. And, you know, that's great information. I know that you're creator of online, I was going to ask you about this, Fix Your Digestive Gut Restoration Program. That's an online program people can take? Tell us about it.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a, it has several sort of components. It's video-based, there's questionnaires, there's PDF forms. And what it is, the Fix Your Digestion Gut Restoration Program is a four-week-long program that pulls all of the elements of thought on gastrointestinal health from integrative and functional circles together. So it focuses on nutrition. It rules out or rules in any type of pathogenic infection that might be on board, you know, like a like a bacterial imbalance or a parasite or a yeast or a fungus. It has a, in addition to cleaning up our diet, also cleaning up our homes, right, with house care products, personal care products, hygiene products, cosmetics, and the like. Have a look at medications. Increase what I call our digestive fire, which is the body's ability to break down proteins, fats, carbohydrates into their constituent molecules via the use of digestive enzymes, acid, and bile. And then there's two more pieces. One is ensuring that good integrity of the gastrointestinal lining top to bottom. And then last is this piece of stress and managing stress and decompressing from stress and identifying your stress and coming up with action steps of how to deal with it and create a life where your stress is not negatively impacting you. So it's not negatively impacting your nervous system, which in turn impairs digestion. And this program is really the heart of my book as well.
Right. And this is on fixyourdigestion.com, right? People can get more information on that.
Yes. Yes. Fixyourdigestion.com. And also, if people are interested in my co-author, Annette Bessinger, the clean food coach, she is really the genius behind the recipes and the meal plan of the program that you find in the book. And so we have a website together called gutrestoration.com, which is both of our blogs, both of our social media stuff. You can get the book on there. There's like a supplement store on there. It's like a clearinghouse, one-stop shop for both of us, gutrestoration.com.
That's great. Now, you know, normally asking questions if people want to know. I have a curious question. I've just wondered. I went for a colonoscopy a while back, and they gave me these pills that completely cleaned me out enough where they can put a camera in there. Clean colon is the way to go. Why don't they have those pills for us to do, you know, every 3 months? Why don't we stay home on a weekend and use those? What's the reason?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a great question. You know, and to be honest, I'm not really sure of the advantage of that. In terms of when we're talking about a colonoscopy, you want an absolutely pristine look at the colon. You don't want any obstruction at all. But if there's a little bit of fecal matter in there, like in our day-to-day life, that's not really detracting from our health.
Right.
Now, if we're constipated, if we have diverticulosis, like those types of things, that begins to sort of add layers to the pile there. But we're having normal bowel movements on a regular basis, and I don't think that there's a need to basically use cathartic.
Yeah, I would think it might be excessive, but I'll tell you, I felt really good. It's like, wow, I felt thinner. I felt like, wow, I didn't feel any buildup. I'm like, I want to do this. I'm a glutton for punishment. I wanted to do it anyway on a weekend without the colonoscopy.
Well, it's interesting because I'd be curious to know what the inside of the colon looks like after a colonic. You know, after
That's
a colon
true.
Hydrotherapy treatment.
That would be interesting to see if it looks as clean after a colonic as it does after a colonoscopy, because I just love that feeling. Thank you so much. And to learn more about Fix Your Digestion Gut Restoration Program, or to purchase the book Natural Solutions for Digestive Health, you can go to fixyourdigestion.com. That's fixyourdigestion.com. And you can follow Dr. Jillian Sarno-Tita on Twitter at Dr. Jillian Tita. You can also follow Dr. David Friedman at Dr. David Friedman right there on Twitter. Listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.